welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always, my heterosexual life mate and my co-host, Danny Newton. How you doing, Danny?
Not too good. How are you, Derek?
I am doing good. Today, we're talking about an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
One of his...
crowning achievement, to be sure.
Definitely one of his most controversial movies.
Yeah, I guess.
So this movie doesn't really have much of a plot. It's literally just he plays himself twice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He plays Jack, who is he owns a advertising film or an advertising company, and he has a twin sister.
Yes. Who
he also plays named Jill.
Yeah, this is, this almost feels like it should be a Tyler Perry movie.
I think Tyler Perry movies have more cohesion than this.
Yeah, I would definitely say that Boo 2, Amandia Halloween, was probably better than this.
I don't know, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, rarely have I just sat silently for an hour and a half and watch comedy be hate fucked.
It is so long.
Yeah, but how the fuck would you know? You slept through half of it.
I slept through 5 minutes. 5 minutes I fell asleep.
Oh, you have no idea how much that 5 minutes was a sweet relief.
I really needed it. Trust me. It picked me up and I managed to make it through the rest of it.
Oh my goodness. It's I mean, we've watched some pretty bad ones for this, right?
Yeah.
I've never stopped it three times and been like, how fucking long is this? How fucking long is this? Oh my god, we've been here for 4 hours.
Well, I think this is the first one that we've watched together.
No, we watched another one together. I can't remember which one it was, but
well, I guess there's a couple that we did, like Ghostbusters and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we watched those together. This is, man. So I looked at the box office for this. It did $150 million internationally and worldwide, right? I think this is about the last time an Adam Sandler movie did this much.
Really?
I think so.
No, Grown Ups is after this. Grown Ups should have made more than this.
You can tell that he's getting these cameos and hitting box office because he's still riding the wave of like his late 90s, early 2000s movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's still riding that wave. But man, it's shit like this. He's bottoming out.
So the first Grown Ups, I could forgive. Yeah. I enjoyed it because it felt like, okay, this is a movie that I would make if I just was going out and hanging out with my friends. And it felt like a movie that was like, okay, I'm just hanging out with my buddies.
Yeah, it was just a movie hanging out with his buddies. And it felt like they were like one big family.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And then Grown Ups 2 was just a slap in the face. But it literally starts off with a deer pissing in your face.
After that, after like Grown Ups and stuff, that was kind of the end of it. Because after Grown Ups, it started just being like, oh, I'm Adam Sandler. I'm just going to take all my friends on vacation. We're going to shoot a fucking movie just to say we did.
Grown Ups 2 came up a year after the 2012. Mm-hmm. Jack and Jill came out 2011. Grown Ups 2 made $250 million worldwide.
How is that possible? I get Adam Sandler has so much name recognition, but nobody watched this and thought it was good. They couldn't have, right?
I mean, 33%. Or so of people, apparently.
Dude, even for a Sandler film, this was bad.
Oh, it was excruciatingly bad. I love Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I grew up, like, I've seen Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, more times than I can possibly count.
Yeah, I know every word in the movie.
Right.
Like, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I used to own a lot of his comedy albums. And I loved a lot of his SNL stuff.
I've seen a lot of his SNL stuff, but I've honestly never listened to an Adam Sandler stand-up.
Yeah, I had one of his early CDs, and I don't know how I got it. I just ended up with it, and I used to listen to it all the time. It was great.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I didn't, yeah.
His stand-up's actually, you know, it was really funny back in the day. It was different. It was out there.
Yeah.
And there was nothing like it at the time.
I knew he did a lot of, like, the music playing and stuff like that with his stand-up, too, right?
Yeah.
But name recognition can only carry you so far. And this was just, I don't know. I don't have words for how bad this is. I didn't laugh the whole fucking time. I just didn't laugh. There was
Pixels came out 2015.
Yeah.
Pixels was
worse than this.
No, Pixels was Pixels wasn't that bad.
I don't know.
Pixels was a lot better than this. Trust me. but Pixels made 250.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
I don't get it. The bar for comedy must have been real fucking low in the early 2010s.
Did we not laugh back then?
No, we fucking laughed, but this wasn't funny. You got to think, back in this day, like, the Seth Rogen crew was getting big. Because this was back in the day when we were getting shit like Pineapple Express and Superbad and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Those were good comedies. This was not. This was not.
Is Adam Sandler an attractive woman?
He's shockingly a passable woman. I give him that.
You know what? He is kind of a passable woman. He's not like an attractive.
I've seen women that look like Adam Sandler.
Yeah. I've seen plenty of transsexuals that look like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It could go either way.
Did you feel like this was I almost want to say this felt like it was ripping off Robin Williams in a way. Mrs. Doubtfire?
No. I think it's more of an Eddie Murphy ripoff.
Well, that too. The Clumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember when The Clumps come out.
It wasn't Clumps. It was
It was Nutty Professor. Then it was Clumps.
Yeah. Which Nutty Professor is one where he plays himself.
But yeah. That was all the same family.
It's not really twins, but yeah, he plays the whole family.
Yeah, this was definitely kind of like that. It felt like it was trying to rip off these kind of things and just wasn't as good.
When did Madea start doing? Madea was for this, right? Maybe he saw Madea.
Yeah, Madea was a long time before this.
Maybe he thought he could jump into that cash cow.
There's been shit Madea movies for a very long time.
Whoa.
I've never watched Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Maybe it's really good.
You say Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
Yeah, that was the first Madea movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
I thought you sounded like you said diarrhea.
What? No.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman. That's why I don't know why I heard diarrhea.
But I mean, maybe it was really good and it spawned a lot of this kind of stuff off of it with Madea films coming out. I would think Madea is probably the closest thing to this.
I guess.
It's just she doesn't. I guess Tyler Perry does interact with himself because he does actually play a male character in the Madea movies. So he does interact with himself.
It's more Nutty Professor to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, he ripped it off of something. I have no idea what. This is not original.
No. There's not really any cohesion of a storyline to go through and try to talk about this movie in any sort of way.
There's really not. You know what would have actually have... I mean, I might not have laughed, but I might have enjoyed some of it, is if they had more like cross-dressing cameos from other actors.
We had one.
Well, yeah, we had one. But I mean, like, a lot.
Okay.
Like, a lot of them. You know what I mean?
I mean, we've had some before that were pretty good in other movies.
No. But I mean in this.
Yeah, in this.
Since that was the theme.
It was. The only one we got in this was David Spade.
Yeah.
And it was whatever.
What? We got David Spade, and we got the Hispanic gardener, Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
He cross-dressed as his grandma.
Yeah, he was also, which is not really cross-dressing, he was just playing his grandmother, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
All the Mexican stuff was very racist.
Oh, my, dude, none of it was funny.
No.
There are so many Jewish jokes in here that just are not funny.
There's a lot of Jewish jokes.
There's so many Hispanic jokes in here that are not funny. He goes around, he introduces his whole family as Jose.
And Juan.
And then he introduced all of his kids as Jose, and
he wasn't joking about the kid thing.
And I know.
He didn't say he was joking about that.
And he's always like,
I'm going to steal your shit. Oh, yeah. I'm just kidding. We don't eat food.
Exactly. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie does start off with a highlight reel with them as kids, just kind of growing up, like old home movie footage.
Yeah.
it just kind of
it sets felt up, very incestuous.
Yes, yeah, that's what I was going to get to. It kind of sets up the thing where as Adam Sandler's character Jack gets older, he gets more interested in girls.
Yeah,
and Jill
wants to fuck her brother.
Yeah, and that whole theme is throughout this whole movie.
Yeah,
is where she's just trying to get him.
She his doesn't attention. Want another man. Yeah, she wants his D.
Al Pacino, for some fucking reason, just wants her so bad.
Holy shit! How much money did they pay Al Pacino?
I hope it was a lot,
dude.
I hope it was half the budget.
He had to have been. He was. But, acting his ass off in this.
I think they paid Adam Sandler $20 million and the budget was almost $80 million. So I don't know.
Dude, Al Pacino needed at least 20 of it.
Yeah.
He tried his best to carry this shit.
Ugh, it was painful.
Yeah.
It was still painful though.
God. And they try to do like Al Pacino based jokes, like with the in Dunkin' Donuts scene. Yeah. It tried to do like a Scarface joke almost during it. And it just, oh my God, it wasn't good.
So, yeah, everything is just, you have, you know, like Al Pacino throws himself at Jill the whole time, and she just wants recognition from her brother.
The Pacino stuff really upsets me. Mm-hmm. It really does. That's my sticking point, because the Pacino stuff had the ability to be fucking great, right?
Guess.
Some of his stuff, I almost laughed. I could feel it like, oh, this is almost funny.
The part where he's in character at the end?
Yeah. And you know,
stabbing the fan with whenever, the fucking spear.
Whenever they were doing the Dunkin' Donuts commercial,
yeah.
If they would have just went full fucking Scarface on it, mm-hmm. and had him just fucking do like a comical pile of powdered sugar, that would have been great, right?
But that's more adult, so.
Really? This is rated R. You're taking your kids to this?
This isn't rated R.
Is it not?
No.
I thought they were dropping F-bombs in this.
No.
No, that was just in my head. I'm sorry. No. My mind was dropping F-bombs this whole time.
Screaming, fuck, the whole movie inside your head. But
how no, is this horror show not rated R?
It's definitely PG-13.
Oh, my God, dude.
This is a family film, okay?
Fuck me. This is a family film. Yeah, sure. Sure. Could you imagine watching this in theater?
Oh,
that would just have
been upsetting.
This is
I've seen a lot of Sandler movies in theater, but this one I definitely missed.
Yeah.
For good reason, though.
I would have been upset. Yes. To say the least.
So at the beginning of this movie, we see they're having Thanksgiving, and he's pretty much, Jill's coming out. She lives in New York, and yeah. They live out in Cali because that's where he makes commercials. So she comes out. And of course, she brings apparently her whole house, and including her bird.
Yes.
Poopsie.
Yeah. They try to use the parrot as a running joke. And spoilers, it's not funny.
Where were you?
Oh, God.
I don't understand any of the bird's one-liners.
All the bird does.
You know what? But a lot of the bird's one-liners.
Because it's supposed to be the bird screaming the same thing that they just screamed, and also Adam Sandler's voice, because Adam Sandler dubbed the bird.
I think a lot of those were old one-liners from some of his skits. I'm pretty sure that's what those were.
Oh.
That's what those sounded like to me.
Well, the reference is lost on me.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a homeless guy in this, because we had to make fun of homeless people, too.
Which, I guess, their mother... The Thanksgiving meal scene.
Yeah, they adopted a homeless guy for the night.
They had the mother went to a soup kitchen, and they was like, here, bring in a homeless person home to eat with you. And they brought the guy, which is, this is one of Adam Sandler's buddies. I can't think of the actor's name. He's the guy from Grandma's Boy. But he's literally the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Tom something, right?
Yeah. I can't remember his name either, but he's been in a lot of other Sandler films.
Yeah, so yeah, we got to bash the homeless a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't have TV, so fuck them.
Well, I mean, Adam Sandler is arguing with himself so much that the homeless guy gets up in the middle of it and says, I'm gonna just go home.
Yeah.
Because that's the joke.
Hmm.
Ha, ha, ha.
Which his home is, he just lives out in the
woods. In the backyard.
Wood. Yeah.
Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. It's real funny. The boy duct tapes stuff to himself all the time.
So yeah,
it's real funny.
We're introduced to the kids. He has a boy and a girl. The boy, yep.
The son is adopted.
Yeah, he's an Indian kid. They adopted, and mm-hmm. for some reason, he duct taped stuff to him.
Yes,
and they just never revisit that the entire movie.
Nope. Eventually, he just stops duct taping stuff to himself. They never talk about it again.
Yep, never again. Just that one scene in the beginning, and that's it.
No, he does it a couple of times.
Well, yeah. You see him throughout the movie with random shit duct taped to him, like animals. Like, it's okay. This mm-hmm. is, he duct taped a hamster and a parrot to him. It's funny.
Yeah. The movie gave up on his joke because the joke is that unfunny.
Yeah. The girl was just dressed like a pilgrim. I don't know why. I get it's Thanksgiving, but
yeah,
I don't know why she's dressed up.
I don't know either.
But she always has dolls that are also dressed up like a person that's in the movie dressed up the same way.
All of her dolls are always dressed up exactly like Jill.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know how they're getting these custom made dresses.
It's funny. Ha 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 ha. It's a joke.
Is that a joke?
I don't know. Is anything in this movie a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could identify jokes. I guess you're right. I could identify jokes in here. Mm-hmm. It's just none of them were funny.
So, and on top of that, they had a running joke throughout the entire movie that Jill never understood any like common references.
Yeah. Like she doesn't understand references. She doesn't understand technology either.
Yeah. Any technology like a computer, she mistakes a computer as a calculator
mm-hmm.
and like a normal pop culture reference she always mistakes, or like a common movie.
She's always guessing the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Or people are telling her what the fucking movie is, and yeah, she's like, no, the other thing.
Yeah. Titanic. Or you mean Titanic? It's like, no, it was Fast and Furious.
Yeah. She kept guessing Hunchback of Notre Dame whenever she was talking to Pacino. Pacino's like, no, you dumb bitch. It's not Hunchback of Notre Dame.
At least Pacino gave up quick.
But that's another thing I realized in this movie is that Pacino just really wants to have sex with a man.
I think so.
Yeah, I think
He's just really sad and desperate. His character is driven because he needs something to bring him back home.
Yes.
He needs something, a piece of home. So yeah. That way he can motivate himself to move to his next project.
Right. He needs a piece of something. He's a method actor. He needs a piece of something.
Yeah. He's a method actor. And that's what they do.
Yeah. I guess for his next project, he was going to play a character that was in a relationship with a transsexual woman.
I don't know.
He really wanted to have sex with a man in this.
He really just wanted to play, as Jill quoted, Twister with your sister.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a joke. Ha, 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 ha. Ha.
You wouldn't understand. It's a Jewish thing.
Really?
I don't know.
You know what? The Jewish jokes were just, God, they were bad.
I mean, most of them were just like, oh, that person's loud.
Watching movies and stuff, over the course of our entire life, we've heard plenty of racist jokes. And this went whole, like, all the way for it, right? You're telling me that they couldn't land one? Just one.
Well, they were really, like...
But then again, it's like you said, it's a family movie.
It's a family movie. So
why are we even trying to land a Jewish joke in it anyways?
They weren't really risque racist jokes, right? They were just like vanilla racist jokes. So
yeah. I don't know. I feel like some of the Hispanic jokes were trying to be.
Yeah, but it's like at this time, I guess Mexicans don't matter because we're all legal immigrants anyways, and we're all rapists and murderers. So,
man, that's what Trump warned us about.
Yeah. I mean, he was right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just, this whole podcast has been a plot to murder you the whole time. So. And Jack and Jill was the key.
Oh, my God. Well, you fucking killed my soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
mission accomplished.
Damn.
Once I broke you as a person, it brought you down to your bottom, then I can finish you off.
So, was there anything in this movie that you liked? Even the Vegas shit. Like, even the vaguest little plot point thing. Just anything. It's okay. Take your time. We got all day. Yeah, check your notes. It's fine. Did you even write down anything positive about this? Yeah? Yeah? Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? There is one thing I liked in this movie.
Okay, I'm listening.
Norm MacDonald.
Holy shit, yeah.
Fun bucket.
Dude. Norm MacDonald really came the... Some of the Al Pacino stuff was okay.
Yeah.
But literally, Norm MacDonald's reaction at the dinner table really came the closest to getting a laugh out of me.
Yeah.
Because that's just how Norm MacDonald acts all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that's just how I imagined it would go down.
Literally, Norm MacDonald showing up to pick up a chick off of fucking Craigslist to have sex with.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's a very Norm MacDonald thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're right. That's, yeah, I agree. Out of any of this, as much as I like a couple of the Al Pacino scenes, I like the Norm MacDonald scene the best. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By far.
Yeah. So Norm MacDonald plays a character called Fun Bucket because he, Adam Sandler puts, or Jack puts an ad up for on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Trying to get his sister laid pretty much.
Yeah.
Because no, she put,
she makes out a dating, to a dating site
and no one and
nobody hit her up. I don't believe that.
No, there are plenty of perverts out there. Like, I've seen these dating websites. There's plenty of fucking
it's the fucking Wild guys. West.
Yeah, there's plenty of desperate people out there that are also unattractive. And like I said, as mediocre as he looks, as Adam Sandler looks as a female, I've seen worse.
He would still be lining them up.
Yeah, he would still be fine.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you have a vagina? Fucking all right.
All you go. All you have to be is there.
Yep.
That's it.
You exist. You have a vagina. All right, you're good to go.
Oh my goodness, dude.
You'll be rolling in the D. As God, that singer once said.
Adele?
Adele. Yeah.
I don't think she was singing Rolling in the D.
Yeah, it was Rolling in the Deep. Yeah.
Nah, man. Like, honestly, these days, Jill would have a pretty lit OnlyFans. She'd be making six figures.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. She could have a Twitch channel just floating around in a pool.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I watched a little bit of Sasha Grey today on Twitch doing a RL stream, just walking around a park.
Really?
Yeah.
Side note. What all does she actually stream?
She does... chatting. And
does she actually stream games?
Yeah, she streams games. She plays random, I can't remember what games she was playing the first time. It was old school games.
Yeah,
older games.
She seems like an actual cool person.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's like in her 40s or something. She's older.
So we're almost in our 40s.
What? I'm like
really,
I'm like 18. Really? Bruh.
Yeah. It blows my mind that this made like $150 million. It really does.
This is 100 and...
It blows my fucking mind.
How much is a ticket then? Like, let's say $10?
I don't know. Probably less than that back... Well, no.
Yeah.
No, it's probably $10. You're right. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, on average, it might be like $10 a ticket. So, you got like 15 million suckers that went and watched.
Man, that's a lot.
So, in the U.S., it was a little less.
Actually, the statistics, whenever I looked it up...
74 million domestic. So, that's only... That's under, it made under what it...
Opening weekend, it made almost $20 million.
Yeah.
That's nuts. But I guess back then, internet reviewing and stuff like that was still kind of more in its infancy, right?
Not really. No, it was...
Less people probably looked shit up on IMDb before they went.
I or think Rotten it's still Tomatoes. Pretty dominant. I remember looking shit up pretty often.
Yeah.
That's the reason I didn't go see it.
That's not the reason I didn't go see it. The reason I didn't want to go see it is because it looked like a pile of shit.
Well, that too. You know what was funny? Rob Schneider wasn't in this movie, and they actually made fun of Rob Schneider.
Yeah, they did.
I guess this was when Rob Schneider was making his own movies, like The Animal, and
yeah,
he branched off and started trying to do his own thing.
Yeah, he was this Deuce Bigelow generation, wasn't
it? Yeah. He started doing his own movies, and they were like, we got to throw some bashing on Rob Schneider in there.
Yeah. Yeah, they really did. This is like peak level Gen 2 Adam Sandler. Just unfunny. People are just throwing money at him for fucking reasons. None of his stuff is actually good. We are just starting Generation 3 Adam Sandler, and I'm really excited because he's done pretty strong coming out the gate.
Yeah, his so his couple newer movies, I'm like, the Hubby Halloween thing, I think, was just a protest movie. I haven't seen it, but so Uncut Gems.
I haven't watched that, but I really want to. I think I'm going to the next couple weeks.
Uncut Gems was fantastic.
Yeah.
He plays a Jewish guy, but he's a swindle. He does really well. It's great.
But I did watch Hustle. Hustle was great. So Generation 3 Adam Sandler is looking real strong. Generation 2 Adam Sandler is a fucking pile of shit.
So, I mean, you can actually, if you go back and watch his earlier movies, you can actually see him age.
Yeah.
He's actually coming to a maturity.
Yes.
And I feel like his newer movies, he has grown. They feel more mature, and he's taken on more serious roles. I mean, he's done a few serious movies, but they're always still more goofy. Even like Click and Funny People, they still had those real goofy elements, right? Back in like his early stuff, the Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison. And I think the first movie I ever did was Overboard.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a really low budget movie, and it's on a boat where someone falls overboard. And it's a pretty generic movie. I remember very vaguely, but yeah, Big Daddy, Waterboy, all that stuff. I love it, but it was really goofy and silly.
Yeah, I mean, watching it at this age, I can see to where they're bad movies. They really are, but they're enjoyable bad movies, yeah. Right? This just wasn't enjoyable. I think that's kind of it with me. Like, I'm okay with a bad Adam Sandler movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the late 90s, early 2000s, that stuff. That was enjoyable, though.
The jokes wasn't. Land in those movies. And this was an hour and a half of Adam Sandler yelling at himself.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Just yeah. As loud and high pitch as he can, just yelling at himself.
Between him screaming at himself in this movie, and we already established my brain screaming fuck at me for just watching it.
I'm sorry.
This was hard.
I say an hour and a half, but it felt like 3 hours.
Dude, whenever I asked you to pause it the first time and check how long we've been watching this. And we were only 40 minutes in. I have not felt so fucking depressed in months. Like, oh my God. Oh. This is real bad.
We're not even halfway through the movie, Danny.
Oh, no.
I was like, I think it's already been 2 hours.
Dude, thank God for the commercial breaks.
Oh,
man. Thank you.
It's the only reprieve from the pain. You just had to take the commercial breaks to regroup
yourself. It gave me a chance to breathe. It gave me a chance to breathe.
But you had these moments in the movie where the Mexican family reunion, where Jill goes to, they had the gardener, is their Mexican, yeah. Of course.
They kept feeding the old lady peppers.
Yeah.
Like, is this a, like, I don't.
And everything in this is just racist joke. Racist joke. And we're going to hit this old woman in the face. And,
yeah. They kept knocking this old lady out. And then it's like, oh, quick, feed her jalapenos. And like, well, for one, they're not even feeding her jalapenos.
They're just shoving them.
They're just shoving red peppers.
They're
in her
using
mouth.
Jalapenos like salt.
Yeah. The
breathing salts.
Yeah. The things you would use to
wake people up.
Yeah. Wake women up who fainted.
Yeah.
Back in the olden movies. The smelling salts.
Smelling salts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then turn around, and she's never had Mexican food before in her life.
Yeah, that's impossible.
She lives in the Bronx, and she's like, well, they don't have it at my deli.
But here's the thing. There are some foods
It's so integrated into our culture.
American food is burgers and fries.
Yep.
Right? But American food is also pasta and pizza. Mm-hmm. American food is also Mexican food.
Yep.
Right?
Maybe you've never had authentic Mexican food.
Yeah.
But you have had Americanized Mexican food. You've had Taco Bell or something.
Like, yeah.
It's the same thing with like Chinese food. You've had Chinese food. You've had Americanized Chinese food.
Unless there is something you are just, unless you are just specifically allergic to cilantro, you have been to a fucking a Mexican restaurant at some point in your fucking life.
Even cilantro, like there's you know what I mean? Shit without cilantro.
But you know what I mean, though, right?
Yeah.
Unless there is like a specific hallmark ingredient of Mexican food that you're allergic to, you've been to a fucking Mexican place.
It has to be.
I don't know.
There's nothing. There's not one specific thing.
Tomatoes. There you go. You're allergic to tomatoes?
Don't eat salsa.
Yeah. You know, are you allergic to beans?
Beans.
I don't fucking know.
Corn? I don't know.
But everybody's eating Mexican food. That's the fact that she said, I've never had Mexican in my life. That's stupid. That's dumb.
This is not a real human being.
No, it's not.
I guess maybe because she's Jewish, all she eats is hummus and
matzo balls? Yeah. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either. Pita bread or some shit, man. I don't fucking know.
Jesus.
But in the movie is just, besides that, the movie is just cameo after cameo.
It really is. The first cameo was Regis Philbin.
Yeah, he
was
just immediately.
He was doing a Pepto commercial.
Yeah, a Pepto Bismol commercial. And you had a fucking, was it Dana?
Dana Carvey was the puppeteer.
Yeah, which apparently this is the first movie he's done since Master of Disguise.
I don't.
Which I fucking hated. Even as a kid, I watched that movie. Like,
I don't know if they were trying to make him look like Jim Henson, but he looked like a fucking hobo. Like, he was bad off looking.
Yeah, probably because he hasn't been in a movie since The Master of Disguise, which was like early 2000s. So.
God, dude. You know, never seen it.
You never,
Watched it.
I'm going to fucking make you watch
you
that
you fucking
movie.
Aren't.
You're going to have to not watch
after this shit.
No. No. That's on the list.
No, like, Master of Disguise come out in a generation that, like I said, I just wasn't going to the theater. You'd walk around school and every dumb motherfucker in school would be like, are you not early enough for the Turtle Club?
But you know what? Everyone that watched everyone that fucking said those lines didn't watch the movie.
Yeah.
Because if you watched the movie, it was so stupid.
I was just like, yeah, cool, dude. Yeah.
That's you have those movies that are just so painfully bad that it's just, you just hate. It's just to your core. Like this movie is one of Jack and Jill. You had Master of Disguise. You had Geely.
Dude.
You had
holy shit.
Yeah.
No,
Geely is on the list too. And Master
no,
Disguise.
No, no. You've already made me suffer through Geely once in my life.
You never watched it.
Yeah, I did fucking watch it because you made me watch it.
You didn't watch it.
Yes, I did. I really did. I watched Geely.
Name one
right
thing
there
in that
your
movie.
Fucking living room.
Name one thing in that movie.
She does like fucking yoga and shit in her apartment because they want to show her ass off. It's bad. It's real bad. Okay.
No, we did not finish that movie.
We did. We really did. I'm not making that part up. I did actually watch it here.
I'm pretty
sure. Just because
sure
I can't fucking remember nothing besides the fact that the whole thing was shot basically in like a fucking Bronx apartment.
Yeah.
Just because I can't remember much more than that does not mean I did not watch it out here. I fucking remember sitting here watching it.
I am pretty sure we never watched
it. No, we did.
We did.
We 100% did. It had something to do with Batman being a criminal.
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck, yes.
Okay. Batman. Out of all the roles, he's Batman.
Oh.
My favorite Batman.
Do you bleed? But anyways, I'm not fucking watching Geely again.
Yeah, it's on the list, bro.
Oh, fuck.
One of these days. But yeah, so you had a Drew Carey cameo.
Yeah.
You had Shaq, Norm MacDonald, Regis Philbin, Johnny Depp.
The Price is Right gag. How does she hit herself with the wheel?
It's not possible. It's round.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Even if somehow your head into it.
Sandler takes a pratfall at the wheel.
Yeah.
As though there was a bar hanging off of it that smacks him. I don't know how.
So, are there pegs on the wheel?
On the side of the wheel.
Yeah.
Like where the contestants stand, There's little hand-holdy things for you to grab and spin it with.
Yeah. Maybe that's what she had
her head on. But there's nothing hanging off the front
of it. Maybe she had her head on one of the handheld things, man. I don't know.
They're not hanging 5 foot off of
it. Don't question it, man. Maybe she was so annoying that Drew Carey just hit her over the fucking head with something and blamed it on the wheel.
Drew Carey honestly felt like the one cameo that did not want to.
You thought he was the only one that didn't want to be in here?
It felt like one of the ones that didn't. Because Shaq, obviously, he was hamming it up, literally with a ham. So.
Oh, that's another movie. Fucking Kazam. That's on the list. God. But that one's funny bad. That one's enjoyable bad.
Oh my God. He lives in a boombox. He's the genie of a boombox. Yes.
Fantastic.
I love it.
You had the ShamWow guy?
Yeah. Yeah. So some of those guys I didn't recognize, right? I recognize Vince straight up, the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Slap chop. You're going to love my nuts. But so the black guy sitting there.
That was Michael Irving.
What does he sell?
Because you're talking about those. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure who he was.
Okay.
But yeah, they were all like.
They were all pitchmen.
I guess. I don't know.
You know, I'm really surprised the OxyClean guy wasn't one of these cameos, too.
Yeah,
but they got the fucking ShamWell guy.
At the party, you had like John McEnroe. They had a bunch of sports guys there.
Yeah.
But so they weren't all pitch guys because you had.
Well, at that table, they were.
Okay. But you had Michael Irving and John McEnroe and some other football guy. Mm-hmm. And then you had fucking Jared Fogle.
Yes.
The Subway man himself, the Jesus. Molester.
Chester the molester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serving his 27 years right now.
You got to touch a lot of kids to get 27 years.
I looked it up. Apparently, him and his wife lured like 30 young 16-year-old girls into their apartment and recorded them, like molesting them.
I'm just saying.
It's insane.
That's the one thing Michael Jackson did right. He didn't fucking make videotape recordings of him molesting kids.
Michael Jackson was always like little, like young boys, like babies or something, right? I don't know. It was really weird.
How old were Fogle's victims? Are you talking teenagers?
It was like 16. Yeah. Yeah. They were all seemed to be around teenagers. Yeah.
Oh.
Not like 10 or 12.
I got to look up how this actually went down.
Having the wife involved seemed very strange.
Having the wife involved seems like a voyeurism thing, like he's watching a boy with his wife.
No, they're girls.
Oh, they're girls?
Yes.
I thought they were boys. Anyways,
Jared
Fogle was in this, and he fucks little kids.
Yeah, but that didn't come out. That didn't come out for like 4 years later is when he got indicted. But so that was happening while this is going down.
Yeah, he was busy harvesting children while
he was. He probably found some on set.
That's how Sandler got him.
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of speaking role in
this. He was just there scouting fucking children. And Sandler was like, hey, you want to be in the movie? And I saw you. Like, you're Jared Fogle,
that's
right?
Why I'm this holy one here. You're making a movie. Yeah. No. Have a good day, little kid.
Eat fresh.
Oh, man. That is the one thing I can say about the product placement in this. Until we got to the Carnival Cruise Lines, the product placement in it felt like it didn't feel forced.
Yeah, it felt natural.
It felt natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm okay with the product placement in this movie.
Yeah. Well, it made sense because he's a fucking advertising agent.
Yeah, he's a pitch man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, some of it might not have been product placement. It might have been fucking gags. Probably fucking know.
Oh, man.
But I'm sure he wouldn't throw anything in there he wasn't going to get paid for.
Right.
Which, I mean, he wasn't the director or anything. So the director was actually Dennis Dugan.
He's writer and producer.
Yeah. Well, so this did get an award.
Yeah, this got multiple awards.
Yeah. This got 10 awards for the Razzies. This actually has
swept the Razzies.
It swept the Razzies that year. For the 2011 Razzies, it won. This actually holds the record for the most Razzies ever won in one year.
Bro.
It won every fucking category. Adam Sandler won best or worst actress and actor.
This has the most Razzies. And we live in a world where fucking, like we said before, Madea movies exist.
Madea's, none of their movies even come close.
Yeah, not even close.
I think said Geely was the next one.
Fucking The Room exists? Nope.
I think Geely was the next one that comes close
to it. Jeez, man.
Whew. I think Geely won seven or eight.
Ugh, man, 10. 10. Holy fantastic. Shit. That is amazing.
See, Geely's a step up.
Oh, man. I think Pacino won an award for the Razzies on this, too.
He got worst couple. It was him and Jill.
Oh, my
Adam goodness. Sandler got, yeah, he got Jill and Pacino. And then also Jack and, we forgot to mention Katie Holmes is in this.
As his wife,
yeah.
Yeah, Katie Holmes feels more like his sister than he feels like his own sister.
Yeah. They also have the running gag where she leaves Jill, the sister, leaves sweat stains on everything. She sweats a lot.
You know what really would have made me laugh? So she leaves sweat stains on the bed.
Yeah.
Right? It would have really have actually made me laugh if the outline of her sweat stain also had a fucking penis between its legs.
But the whole joke, the whole movie was, everyone was like, is that it? Are we sure that's not a guy?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, it's a girl. That was the whole joke, though.
Yeah.
Multiple times, guys check and to see if it was a girl.
Yeah.
So we can't, it's not a girl, Danny.
I don't know, man. Is Pat a girl? Pat's a Pat.
We don't know what Pat is. That was the whole point of that movie, I think.
Yeah.
He's binary. He's non-binary.
Yeah.
Just like, people that are not binary. I don't know the fuck's not binary. That one singer.
That one singer?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
He dresses. You should see him. He dresses. It's the stupidest shit ever. It's some fucking hip hop artist. Anyways.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, I guess one of the jokes was the bird leaves a sweat stain because the bird sleeps with her.
Yeah, because birds sweat.
Do they?
No. Oh. No, they don't fucking sweat.
I don't know, maybe.
They respirate with their mouths open.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Hmm.
They pant, actually, yeah. They don't fucking sweat.
How do you know? You go around fucking stress testing birds? They have sweat glands and pores?
Oh, man.
They don't have hair, right?
No.
The feathers?
Yes.
You pluck a chicken and put it on a treadmill?
No, I've never traumatized a chicken and threw it at a treadmill.
In my sweat.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
So, at the end of this movie,
mm-hmm.
This is my biggest problem with this movie.
All right. I'm listening.
At the end of this movie, we get this scene where Al Pacino, Adam Sandler is pretending to be Jill.
Yes.
And to get Al Pacino to do this
commercial. Yeah.
And Al Pacino's like, oh, your brother is a piece of shit. You should just give up on him. Yada, yada, yada. You're a good person. You have so much love. Which it's like, if Pacino really knew how horrible of a person Jill really was, how just obnoxious, annoying, and self-indulgent she was. He couldn't actually say this. You don't know this fucking person. He has no idea who this person really is, right?
This entire speech is coming from his dick.
Yeah, it is. It is. But that's not even my issue. So that's one thing wrong, right?
Yeah.
So Adam Sandler's like, okay, oh, you know what? He's right. My sister is a good person, even if that is all true. So he feels bad and he goes and you get this whole scene where, oh, I got to run. It's like a love scene in a love story movie. I got to go, you know, say I'm sorry, but she's gone. So now I got to take my whole family back. So he gets the whole family and goes back to New York and confronts the sister.
Yes.
Jill. And they have the whole final romance, which is really fucking awkward, but they do it and their stupid twin makeup fucking language.
Oh, God. It's this
big cop out so that he doesn't actually have to write a real fucking dialogue for this end scene.
And you know what? Like I said when we were sitting there watching it, if this was subtitled, It would work. Yeah. It still wouldn't be funny.
No.
But it would work at least.
But if it was subtitled, that means he would have to put forth a little bit of effort.
But if it was subtitled, that means every other time in his entire fucking career that he's done baby speak like this, people could go back and subtitle it and translate it.
No, because the baby speak in this is different than the baby speak in any other fucking Sandler movie, right?
Yeah.
When he's going, this is different. It's not the same. But anyways, so.
Yeah, because he cared less about it.
Yeah, he cared even less in this some fucking hell. So on top of that, they're like, oh, yay, they make up and like, okay, oh, hey, Pacino shows up and is like, oh, I can't actually be with you. Your real knight's waiting for you. And of course, he brings his family with him.
Yes.
And so it's like, oh, okay. They all came.
Yeah.
But they're in New York, but they fly from Europe. So I guess while they were flying out, he had to have, they brought the knight out, which the love interest, the real love interest of the movie is the gardener, Felipe.
Yes.
So they had to fly him out with his children
from California.
And instead of just bringing them to the pub and having them there waiting or like meeting them
No, because they had to do day laborer work.
Exactly. They literally, while Sandler and his family come there and his family just sit there and watch as he has this nonsensical fucking unsubtitled bullshit conversation and making up with his fucking non-sexual sister.
It's twin some sister. Star Wars Christmas special shit going on right there.
And turn around, he's making the love interest and his fucking children shovel the snow off of her fucking driveway for no reason other
driveway,
than
driveway, yard, all of it.
Yeah, get all the snow off. Clean her fucking house probably. Yeah, just do their labor.
Yeah.
So that way he can tell her that she loves her when she shows up. It's so fucking racist.
Dude, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's meant to be. That was the first thing that hit my head. Like,
what the fuck are you thinking? Your family could at least been helping and not just sitting there doing nothing.
No. That's what we pay them for.
Like, you flew them out there just to shovel her driveway.
No, not. That's how they paid for the plane ticket.
Oh, sure.
You still work for us.
He's playing for the plane ticket because he's saving his fucking life by giving his horrible fucking sister something to do for the rest of her life instead of bothering him and his goddamn family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because no one else is going to put up with this person for the rest of her life.
Oh, man. I don't understand. It should have just been R. It should have just been R. I mean, I know that I was only hearing the fucks in my own mind.
Yeah.
But this should have just been R. If we're going to go ham on it and be this racist all the time, and like I said, multiple racisms.
This movie would have made $10 million if it was R, because no one would have been able to take their kids to it. That's not what Adam Sandler was. Adam Sandler was not an R movie artist. That's not what he was known for. And he couldn't sell tickets like that.
Man.
Uncut Gems was R.
I couldn't imagine, you know, when I think of like movies that kids go to, right? I think of like, you know, Pixar films and shit like that, right? That are for kids, but they're still good enough that an adult can watch it too. That they're made for both.
Yeah.
This is made for nobody.
No.
This isn't made for nobody. If your kid drug you to this, if you had to go watch this because your kid said, I need to go watch this, Dad, then you need to get that kid some help. Honestly,
this movie was the people that watch Big Daddies. People that grew up watching like Adam Sandler movies, like you watch Big Daddy.
And they drug their kids to this.
They drug their kids to watch this. Yeah,
man.
Because there are dumb people out there, Danny.
Those 15 million people realized.
Enjoyed this movie.
Oh, man. There's only 3 positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. November 16th, 2011. Jackie Cooper. Aimed at kids, but provides a few chuckles for adults too. 6 out of 10 stars. Oh, that's one of the best reviews.
haven't laughed this hard out loud in so long. I wish I had Adam Sandler's phone number to call and thank him. It was ridiculous and funny. Just what the doctor ordered.
What?
I know this movie is awful, but that's what I love about it. The stupidity. I've seen it probably a dozen times. David Spade and Adam Sandler dressing up as women.
Whoa.
Is always a fun sight.
Holy shit.
Stupid and wrong.
I've seen this probably a dozen times.
Yep.
Get that fucking guy some help. He needs to be talking to like a psychiatrist, like a professional. He needs to be on some stiff medication. Like, holy shit. Could you imagine watching this 11 more times the rest of your life? The rest of your life. I'm never going to see this again. If I ever walk in the living room and it's on TV, I might rip the TV off the wall and throw it in the yard.
I started liking Jack and Jill a lot more when I got older than when I first saw it. 10 years later, I still love Jack and Jill because it's so funny that Adam Sandler did an excellent job playing two characters at once.
Jesus.
It's also a good thing that this movie is rated PG, but it's a shame that it's still underrated after 10 years.
You know what?
Really nothing awful about Jack.
You know what? I will give it that, right? So when Adam Sandler is on screen with himself, it doesn't look that unnatural. So they did do a decent job of splicing him both into the scenes, but whoop-de-fucking-do.
There's really nothing awful about Jack and Jill, like many people keep saying, because at least it wouldn't negatively portray autistic people the way The Waterboy did. Especially since Adam Sandler reportedly say he didn't like The Waterboy because of that reason.
I didn't like these piles of money people just keep throwing at my feet over Waterboy.
If there's ever a sequel for Jack and Jill, I'm paying good money for it.
What? No. No. Nobody would watch a sequel to this shit. No.
Honestly, this movie is a guilty pleasure. I'm embarrassed to admit how much I laughed during this. Al Pacino scenes are gold, and every other scene is freaking dumb that you can't help but chuckle.
Dude.
It's called art. It's completely subjective, and I truly believe they set out to create something so horror that it turned out to be kind of funny. Thank you for listening.
I'm laying it out there. If you like Jack and Jill, then you also thought the 2020 election was rigged. You also believe in QAnon. If you like Jack and Jill.
Well, here we go. Better than anything that psychopath Stephen King can write.
You're right. This is actually better than a lot of Stephen King films I've seen. Oh, man. God, dog, this is just awful. Awful, awful, awful.
I would like to watch this movie with someone that actually enjoyed this movie. I think that would be an interesting person to meet.
That really? I don't think we'd walk out of the same room alive.
I mean, I don't think it's a person that I would ever actually be friends with in real life, because this person's probably not smart.
Oh, my God.
We probably don't have the same taste in things.
They
probably like things like, I don't know, coloring books. And NASCAR. I don't
know. Oh, man. They would have been just as happy flipping over the Denny's map and doing the fucking...
Yeah.
The maze on the back of it.
Yeah. They'd failed the maze.
You can't.
Yeah. It's just a line. Like, that's not...
They get halfway through it, just start running into the wall. I don't understand.
That's not a maze. That's just a straight line.
Why can't you draw a line through the middle of the spiral? There's nothing stopping you. Oh, man. Oh. Yeah.
Yep. All the Razzies.
You would probably have to stop and get them a Happy Meal. Oh, man. I can't wrap my mind around anybody liking this. I can't do it. I can't. Like I said, I've never just sat there and watched comedy just be hate fucked into submission. Like, you like that jokes? Yeah, take some of that. I just
makes me sad. I mean, you've heard like Lunch Lady Land, right? You've heard that song before, right?
Yeah.
That was on that album that I used to listen to. Mm-hmm. That's one of those songs and stuff. Down in Lunch Lady Land. Hoagies and grinders, navy beans. God, I'm glad he's making some more serious movies. Dude. I just hope he keeps it up.
Comedy's over for him. It just is.
I don't know.
Like I said, when you
look I hope so. I think he's done with comedy.
He just can't do it anymore is all. He can't.
I mean, it just turned into this thing where it's all my buddies have to be involved.
Yeah.
And it's the same repeating joke over and over.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, with the Pineapple Express crew, we've seen so many of those movies where Rogan, Franco, like the whole crew had to be involved. Mm-hmm. And they were still all right. Right?
I mean, I don't think Franco can be involved anymore.
Yeah, well. Back then he could. But those films were okay. Some were better than others, but none of them were actually bad or nothing. Right? But the Sandler ensemble isn't like that because I think it makes me feel like the entire Adam Sandler ensemble cast was never funny. That's what it makes me feel like inside. It makes me feel like I was an idiot for ever thinking that any of his stuff was funny to begin with.
The difference is his group isn't, it felt like this is a bunch of comedians that stand alone. Some of their actual stand up comedy is funny. Like Nick Swartzen has, you know, I can't think of any of
them. I used to laugh at an Adam Sandler movie where the running joke was he kept having a penguin hallucination. And this is what, you know, holds that mirror up and says, you've been a fucking idiot your entire life. Danny, you have been a fucking idiot. All these movies have been sacks of shit and you were too fucking stupid to see how bad all these Adam Sandler movies are.
No.
Anything like, yeah, past grown-ups. So anything like 2010 and up.
I like Pixels.
I can't remember shit about Pixels.
It was neat. I don't know.
I know it wasn't that bad. I know there was a rip on another movie that came out about that time, but I can't really remember anything about it. It's fucking forgettable, right?
His crew, the difference is none of these people, it's harder. A lot of his people don't really have their own standalone movies. Like, I guess David Spade kind of does his own thing.
A lot of his crew aren't really funny.
They're not actors.
They're not really funny like that.
I mean, but there's a lot of stand-up comedians and stuff that do their own things.
Like, they really are, but they're not.
But you got to think, like, part of his crew is, like, you know, he had, like, Chris Rock. I mean, or I guess, I don't, do you call it part of his crew? I mean, he was in...
I don't know if I call Chris Rock part of his crew.
Like, I mean, you know, even like David Spade. I mean, I don't. It's kind of hard to consider what's part of his crew because I mean, there's buddies he's done movies with, but anyone that repeats in his movies, all the other random stuff.
Kevin James, is not funny.
I actually like some of Kevin James' movies.
I don't.
Larry and Chuck was great. Chuck and Larry was good.
I liked it.
Here Comes the Boom, I enjoyed.
I've heard before that Kevin James will come out and do a set, and he will do his set from start time to stop time, and that's it. He's fucking done. He's out.
Yeah.
He does not give a shit about you as the audience or nothing. He is out the fucking door. That's all I like about Kevin James. He will hate fuck his own audience.
But it's a bunch of stand-up comedians and shit.
Yeah.
So they're not actors. That's the difference between the Pineapple Express crew.
Yeah.
Those are actors.
That's true. But a lot of them were in comedy, though. Right?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not really.
Yeah.
No. Not really.
I don't know. Didn't Seth Rogen do, like, comedy and shit before he got in as an actor?
Maybe he did. I don't think so. No, like James Franco, none of them. No, they were all actors. They might have done like SNL or some shit like that, maybe some improv or something. But yeah, like most of those guys are just actors.
Please don't watch this. What Al Pacino says at the end of this movie sums up the entire fucking movie.
Burn it.
Burn it. Burn every copy. I don't ever want anybody to ever see this.
He was talking about the movie.
He was.
Yep. Don't watch this. And go watch Happy Gilmore. Be happy. Enjoy your life.
Yeah. Go watch a 90s Sandler film.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or watch Uncut Gems or Hustle.
Yeah. Hustle was amazing. Hustle was so good. It gives me anticipation for Uncut Gems.
And I got to get this a 10 out of 10, bro.
Yeah.
I felt offended by this movie.
Yeah. You know, like I've always said, it's got to be this bad plus racist.
The best part of this movie was...
And this was racist a few times over.
The best part of this movie is when I fell asleep for 5 minutes.
Yeah, fuck you. I had to suffer that 5 minutes until I looked over and was like, wake the fuck up.
It was you jarring. Wake the I was fuck having up. The most peaceful dream, and I had just the jarring reality come back to me when you woke me up. But, this nightmare of reality came back.
Oh, man. You're right, man. This is 10 out of 10. This is 10 out of 10. It's got to be extremely bad plus racist. Yep. This was racist to Mexicans. This was racist to Jewish people. I'm sure there's other nationalities. I'm not even.
I'm pretty sure
this was racist to Indian people. Yeah, yeah. This was racist to fucking Arabic people because they were fucking comparing people to Osama bin Laden in this.
Transgender
people they were shitting on in this. Homeless, like,
I guess if homeless are real people, I don't know.
I mean, I just, yeah, this was next level. Yeah. Does it get worse than this? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But
honestly, Geely might put up a good fight.
I'm just saying, when it comes to Sandler films, this 10-year block, I'm never watching another movie out of it. This was the one. This is it.
What?
I'm serious. I don't really want to ever watch another Sandler movie
in by this choice. Block. That's the key word. Because you're going to watch other Sandler movies, sir.
So... maybe he'll keep going and striving as a serious actor.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, what I saw, I missed the first 10 minutes of Hustle. But, man, what I saw was good.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Thanks for joining us. Just, you know, check us out. Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening. Anyways, if you made it this far. Bye, guys.
See you later, guys.